something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
This is Kate Magruder with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll be hearing from River, who began her journey as Sally Shook, a 1950s Washington, D.C. suburban housewife who had a longing for something much more. She found it in Mendocino County in the late 60s, in the feminist revolution that produced Country Women magazine, and on the Salmon Creek Farm Commune in Albion, which she helped establish. Now 83, River lives in a Vermont retirement community. We caught up with her recently on her annual visit to Albion.
I was a good girl, you know. I did what we were supposed to do. I grew up, went to school, went to college, and was already betrothed before I ever went to college to a high school sweetheart. And by George, we got married and proceeded to have three sons. I just kept thinking, this is it. This is it. You grow up. And then you live in an apartment, and you have your first child, and then you have another child, and the apartment's too small, so you get a house. We got a house. But I kept having this question, is this it? You know, and had I been happily married, I think I wouldn't have asked the question. But I wasn't. And that was just a huge part of it all. I couldn't have said it. I don't think I would have allowed myself to even think. Of course I'm happy. I'm married. I have what I'm supposed to have. I have a husband and a house and kids. And I was miserable. I absolutely hated being a housewife. And I was terrible at it. You know. So coming up through that was a wish for something else. And I had no idea what form it would take. The first time I can remember thinking, there's something else out there. There was something in the newspaper about the beat poets. And I read it and I went, there are people who think and talk about these things that no one ever got near, about what is it really all about. And that little flicker kind of kept me going for a long time. And I never had a plan, like when I get out of this marriage, I'm going to this, or I didn't have that much imagination, I guess, at that point. But the longing was there, even though I didn't know what it was for, except just to get away. And by George, my husband was an electrical engineer, and his work sent him to California in 1968 for a conference. And he was able to bring his wife, me, and there was San Francisco in 1968. And here were all these lovely people with flowers. And we had heard of him, but we didn't know anything about hippies or what they were about or why they were doing it. But I knew immediately I was attracted. They looked happy. They weren't just going through a drudgery of whatever form. But that was kind of the beginning of it. We ended up buying a piece of land, deciding we would be homesteaders. We were not ready to be homesteaders, to put it mildly. We had none of the skills. And it was 69-70. And the land is in Albion. We started pretending that we were homesteaders. And we went around visiting other people who were doing it because we had no idea. You know, you just get a book and it says, put up a 2x4, you know, how does it work? So my way of looking at it was to go around and see people who were doing it. But it turned into a book called Dwelling on Building Your Own. And that's because pretty early on, I ran into Robert Greenway. We were attracted to each other immediately. Okay, this is my partner now. And it was as crazy as it sounds. So he found a piece of land in Albion, which is what became Salmon Creek Farm.
As you think back on this experience and what it has meant to you.
Well, it's meant a great deal. It's meant that I feel like I got my life here. I was just sort of surviving, doing pretty well, but in terms of really ultimate satisfaction, joy, and a sense of that I'm worth my while being here, and I didn't know that about myself before. So yeah, I think that I lived most of my life, I know I did, in fear and being self-protective and all. And the way this place is, the land itself, the edge, and the sky and the cliffs, all of that is, to me, an embrace. It's like, that's how it felt to me to be here. It's like there was a safe and wonderful embrace rather than a place to kind of, what am I going to do? How am I going to make my living? It was like, that's going to take care of itself. You don't have to worry about all that. Just, you need a job, get a job, you know? So yeah, I feel like it's been the gift of life and I never expected it could really happen.
We just heard from River, who gave us a taste of how Mendocino County and the Women's Liberation Movement helped shape her. These short excerpts of Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County, air Thursdays during the news hour. To hear the half-hour program with River, tune in Thursday at 3:30 p.m. If you missed River's full interview, you can find it on the KZYX website, along with more than a dozen other Back to the Land stories. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.